It's estimated that every 2 weeks, somewhere in the world, a language dies. In Scotland, the decline of Gaelic has set off alarm bells. That's right, Gaelic, as opposed to the Gaelic spoken in Ireland. Now, as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports, tens of thousands of speakers are all that remain to keep the ancient Celtic language of the Highlands and the Hebrides alive.
The subtle rhythms of the Gaelic language are communicated best by its music. And musically, Gaelic is flourishing, thanks to the efforts of aficionados such as historian and singer Margaret Bennett, who are preserving the Gael's cultural heritage, from love songs to weavers' tunes that Gael sang as they beat wool into Harris tweed. To liturgical music that conveys the spirituality of Gaelic, once the language of the Scottish court. Let our land and tongue prosper, go the words. Much of Gaelic tradition is about the land, the wild Scottish highlands, and the romance and rigors of a simple existence. Historian Margaret Bennett says if life is simple, the expressiveness of the Gaelic language is not, especially lyrics.
She doesn't say a whole lot about what has happened, but you can certainly guess. She says, "I keep his love in a treasure trove in a locked room in my flesh." It's incredibly colourful language. It's powerful, it's passionate, it's intimate. Nothing is barred. And with the loss of a language, that is all gone.
Demographics suggest the language is almost gone, even though Gaelic music has never been bigger.
Alistair Fraser Skydance with José Manuel Tejedor. And
musician Marianne Kennedy hosts the weekly radio program Celtic Connections on the global origins of the music. Kennedy's family is among the leading recording artists of Gaelic music. The bilingual harpist and singer says the new enthusiasm for this art form masks the pressures the Gaelic language faces to survive.
People love the music. As you say, the markets are ever increasing. But underneath all that, language is not moving on apace. I wish it would make more people more angry.
The census is not yet out, but it's feared that the number of Gaelic speakers in Scotland could have dropped to some 50,000. That's 1% of the population, the bare minimum that linguists say is needed to sustain a language. The government is spending about $19 million a year to reverse Gaelic's decline. Gaelic radio broadcasts news and arts 70 hours a week. Gaelic television is broadcast another 3 hours a week. Scotland's Minister for Gaelic, Mike Watson, admits to cabinet arguments over funding for Gaelic when the inevitable question is, why spend money on a language that less than 2% of the people speak? Or when speakers of Scots, the other less well-defended minority language, outnumber Gaelic speakers.
It's a tough sell when the people that are saying things like that are my cabinet colleagues, not least the finance minister. And even though it's not widely spoken, and indeed never was all that widely spoken in Scotland, Gaelic is very much part of that heritage that we have to protect.
The Gaelic culture remains, for most Scots, on the fringe of national life. Michael Russell, a Scottish MP, says the Gaelic community has placed too much faith in the government's promises to keep the language alive.
I think a bit of militancy wouldn't go amiss. For example, in Wales, there has been a much more uncompromising view of the importance of Welsh. It is now a compulsory subject in schools in Wales.
Only a handful of schools offer a Gaelic curriculum. Gaelic teachers are scarce. It's taught here at the James Gillespie High School in Edinburgh as a foreign language. Only 7 students make up this class. Radio host and musician Marianne Kennedy thinks the Scottish people are losing a part of themselves if Gaelic withers away.
What's lost is another gateway, another way of looking at life. A huge body of song, of expression, of attitude, of being. Once something like language goes, you cannot bring it back. It's gone.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Edinburgh.